All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.
Get up, get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
It looks like this season for the Patriots is going to be, it's going to be fun on the field and off the field if this happens. It's a Hot 96.9, and according to Mark Garagos, who happens to be the attorney for Mr. Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
There's two teams interested in signing Mr. Kaepernick. There is the Raiders of Oakland.
Yep.
And your Patriots
Okay. Of
New England. So we got Josh Gordon.
And you know why they're signing him, right? You know what his agent said? Because Meek Mill is doing a song, an anthem song for Cap. And Meek Mill's good friends with Robert Kraft.
And you guys were crapping on that relationship. I'm still crapping on it. It might get us Cap. How do we feel about this if Kaepernick comes to the Patriots?
I mean, if he comes, fine with me. But, you know, the likelihood of that happening is just the odds are very low. You got to look at it. I still think this guy can play in the league. I don't know how much he's a starter or what, but he's better than some of these bums I see out there now.
If he comes, at the end of the day, none of us want to see him play, let's be honest.
Right, exactly. If he's here, you don't want to see Kaepernick on the field.
Why would this be good for him? And I'm asking as somebody who doesn't really care about
it,
the
wouldn't
on-field
be good for
stuff,
him.
Because, I mean, he'd be playing behind Brady.
It wouldn't be a good
play
move.
And
yeah, it wouldn't be a good move for Cap.
It would get him a ring. Or his chances of getting a ring. Football-wise, your chances of getting a ring are way better.
Right.
And your chances of getting hurt are way down because the only thing that's going to be happening is his ass cheeks are going to be falling asleep from sitting on the bench behind Brady.
Well, how about the fact that it's just getting him a job, period? Yeah, he's got the Nike stuff, but, I mean, he'll have a job.
I want more for him.
But obviously Pebbles is right in this situation. This is not the place for you to come play. I mean, if you want to go somewhere, go to Oakland. Because at least if Oakland keeps, you know, going the way that they're going, John Gruden might be like, you know what? Get in there, Cap. He'll never see the field.
He will never see the field. But football-wise, mm-hmm. I think it's a better move for him.
How do you figure that? How is it a better move for you football-wise when you'll never get out there to showcase what you can do?
Get a ring. Don't get hurt.
Let me go out there
and do your platform
all right,
stuff.
Let's kind of throw that analogy. Let's focus that to regular people. Would you want a job where you did basically nothing?
Keep going.
Hold on.
Melissa's like, I'm intrigued.
Dream job,
right?
Melissa.
Where you did not, and somebody else did something, and you kind of like piggybacked off that glory. Huh.
Am I getting the same money? Am I getting money?
You're not getting the same money, but maybe you're getting whatever. I don't know whatever it is. It's just you're getting money, but you're not getting that, like, people know who you are. You're not getting that type of notoriety.
I wouldn't. I think a high percentage of people would.
Absolutely.
Would they want that?
Yes.
You would want that.
Wiggy, you're really sitting there and asking, would you want a job where you can do nothing and get paid a good amount of money?
Let me put it like this then, for you, Melissa, to understand it.
Let me put it in a way where you'll eventually agree with me.
I'm gonna make it easy for her to understand. If we were the number one rated show on and you only spoke for like...
I did it for years.
And
I was at our other radio station, I was the producer of the show that was number one.
But you would want that.
Yes.
And you, so you don't see. I want to be known. I want to be part of it. I want to be out there contributing.
If you have a choice of one or the other, clearly you're going to want to get the shine along with everything else. However, it's not that plain and simple. We're asking if you're going to be Colin Kaepernick and not do anything, or go on a team where you're going to be a backup, maybe he might, but still get a good amount of money.
But maybe he might hold out for a better opportunity to go on a team.
How's that been working for him?
To me, I would not want to just be part of a team where I wasn't contributing.
I just can't believe that maybe for the first time ever in the history of this show, Wiggy and Pebbles agreed on something.
Yes.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.